A global semiconductor shortage is upending markets worldwide. You might not know it, but these small little chips are in your cell phones, video game consoles, fighter jets, and cars. GM expects to take a $2 billion hit, and it's extended a shutdown in three manufacturing plants because of the shortage. Some analysts say the auto industry could lose up to $60 billion worldwide. Patrick Moorhead is a semiconductor analyst and founder of Moore Insights and Strategy. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. We're glad to have you. And can you explain what's going on here? Why is there a global shortage of semiconductor chips?
So first off, there is unprecedented demand for PCs and PC peripherals. That's where this all emanates, which is really all about COVID. So first off, people who had PCs wanted better PCs. And then without being able to having entertainment outside, like go to movies and things like that, we wanted more Xboxes, big screen TVs, which even put more stress on the supply chain.
Where are most of these chip makers based?
So most of the chip makers are based in Taiwan, China, and South Korea. We do have domestic production with companies like Global Foundries, Intel, and Micron, but that as a percentage has declined precipitously over multiple years. I think, you know, you can imagine the fear of a chip that might need to go into banking equipment, military equipment that is X miles away from South China.
Okay, so demand is higher than ever. It includes things like phones and PCs and video game consoles, but also this is pretty prominent and prevalent in the automotive industry, and car makers are predicting big losses this year, and they're even shutting down some production because of this shortage. What's happening in the industries that rely on these chips?
Yeah, so it's really sad to see when these manufacturing plants are spinning down, but unfortunately, the auto industry miscalled demand. What happened was they saw COVID, they got conservative, and they pulled back their forecasts for these chips. So they made a mistake. They didn't necessarily see that people would still want to buy new cars even during the pandemic.
Wow. Well, I know you saw yesterday that industry leaders, including Intel's CEO, were asking the president to address the shortage as a part of his COVID recovery plan. And he is expected to sign an executive order in the coming weeks that will likely try to promote domestic production of these chips. So what do you think? Does the industry actually need government help?
So this has been in practice for 30 years. Chip makers have gone to governments to get some subsidies to build chip-making factories in their country. It's more of an investment, right? This is not some giveaway here, because when you build a chip manufacturer, you bring a lot of high-paying jobs, but even more importantly, you bring an entire ecosystem to your country, and it ends up being a net positive investment.
It's amazing. The chips are tiny, but they're incredibly important to so many facets of our life. Patrick Moorhead, semiconductor analyst and founder of Moore Insights and Strategy. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.